You get the lambing, the marking, then you get the clipping.
Mm-hmm.
You clip the hogs. Then you have another clip and you do the ewes. And after that you let them grow a wee bit rough, then you...
Aye.
They're done again with the pour on.
Mm-hmm.
In the olden days they were dipped.
Aye.
Then the rules come in that you weren't to dip, you couldn't have your dipper near a watery, a wern.
Right.
So that finished the dipper up there, because it was next to the wern.
So that just to keep the wern clean for pollutants?
Aye. But what happened after you had the low heft done? Where they had to go through the wern. Take it back to the ground.
So some of the stuff's coming off, aren't
so
it?
So the dip was washed up.
Aye.
Mm-hmm. The dipper was closed down.
Aye. So when you're dipping them, have you got them in a wooden fence type thing, or have you got them in
a long stone box. Long,
so it's stained rather than...
Stone. Now they are, anyway. Then.
No, I've seen them with... just wooden things, but you'd have them.
Then you chased them up and up, you worked up to the buffed at the mouth of the dipper.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly there were two men in there handed to the man that was at the mouth of the dipper.
Aye.
And he put them in, this in there and another man.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And then they went through the dipper into another cement base box. It was the dip run up, what was it, you run off into this and it run back into the dip.
Aye.
You called that the dripper, where went in and you got a box for the seed, then you got the box was full.
Mm-hmm.
And you let them out